15 to 25 miles per hour today and tonight, with gusts up to 40. And tomorrow, the wind will be down to about 15 miles per hour. Currently 50 in Clarion and New Concord, 52 in Indiana and Washington, 48 degrees in Grove City, and 53 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square.
Trumpet playing round here. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing round here. Now quit begging, don't care what mama don't allow. Gonna blow that trumpet anyhow. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing round here. Playing round here. Mama don't allow no drums playing round here. Now Rich don't care what mama don't allow, no roll them skins anyhow. Mama don't allow no drums playing round here.
no jazz playing around here. Mama don't allow no jazz playing around here. Now we all don't care what mama don't allow, don't play that jazz anyhow. Mama don't allow no jazz playing around here.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's the Boilermaker Jazz Band, and Mama Don't Allow. It's 6 after 10, but not for long. Thank you for being here with us. Coming up, you're going to hear six pianists from the Center for Young Musicians, ranging in age from 5. Well, no, I think, yes, 5, all the way up to 15. And I think you're really going to enjoy listening to them. There's quite a range of different styles as well, and that'll be coming up in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the 53rd International Pittsburgh Folk Festival, May 14th through 16th at the Monroeville Convention Center, located 12 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. This multicultural celebration features more than 30 nationalities and cultures, with traditional food and entertainment, cultural exhibits, and an international marketplace. Additional information is available at pghfolkfest.org.
I hope to see you later today. We're going to be making Mother's Day cards today, as well as tomorrow, Mother's Day, between 1 and 4 o'clock. Join us. It's our fifth year making Mother's Day cards in the Children's Museum. Why is that so special? Well, their audio Mother's Day cards will interview you about the person the card is for. You can also sing a song or read a poem or something you wrote if you'd like. We'll take that recording and produce it onto a CD that you can decorate, add to a card, and take home within minutes after making it, and you'll have not only a Mother's Day gift for tomorrow, but a keepsake that will last a lifetime. Hours are 1 until 4 o'clock today, and directions to our studios in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh on the north side are available at slbradio.org. I hope to see you there today. It's now 8 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we have six very talented pianists here. They are from the Center for Young Musicians, and they've all been playing piano for at least a year and a half, if not longer. And they range in age from 5 to 15. And we'll talk with each of them as well. We're going to begin with Alexandra Spalek, who attends Eden Hall Upper Elementary School. She's in sixth grade. She is 12, and she'll be playing a piece called Kinderzenin from Robert Schumann of Foreign Lands and Peoples. Here is Alexandra Spalek.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. We can all clap. It's not usual that we have a whole group here, so we might as well clap. And Fife, you can get ready. You're going to be next, and you can take your seat at the piano and start to get ready. And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk with Alexandra Spalek. That was beautifully done. One of the things I really liked about your playing was the tempo and how just flowing and relaxed it was. Was it hard to achieve such an even, relaxed pace? I'm not a piano player, so I'm not exactly sure how you do that.
Well, like, I really like playing fast music, so it was kind of hard. It was kind of difficult trying to keep it at a slow, steady pace because I know this piece very well, and I tend to try to play it faster because I know I can.
And, you know, that happens to me sometimes when I'm talking, is I have to slow down because I already know what I want to say. Do you know if that piece, is there a story behind it of foreign lands and peoples from Robert Schumann?
I don't know one, but there might be.
Because it sounds like a story when you're playing it. It's very lyrical. It almost sounds like a movie, you know, as you listen to it. I don't know if you feel that way as you're playing it. You've been playing piano, you're 12 now, and you've been playing since you were 7. Did you like it from the start?
Yeah, I liked it, especially because my mom played it before, and I'd listen to her at night. And I've always I liked playing the piano for a lot.
That's great. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hi to my teachers at Eaton Hall, and also to my friends and family in Europe.
Excellent. Anybody else you'd like to say hi to?
Some friends I have here. I don't know if they're listening, but if they are, I'd like to say hi.
Okay. Alexandra says hi to her friends. And anything else you'd like to say?
No, not really.
Great. Well, you sounded wonderful. Thank you for being with us. Now, Fife McCargo, there are two sets of siblings here, the McCargos and the Hamels. Fife is 5, and she is going to play a French children's song. She's in kindergarten at Montessori Children's Community School. She's been playing piano since she was 3.5 years old. And Fife, whenever you're ready, it's my pleasure to introduce Fife McCargo. Wasn't that beautiful? And we're going to talk with Fife for a moment as her brother Grant gets ready to take to the piano. And I'll put that at a good level for you, Fife. That was really nice. What do you like about playing the piano?
I like playing for my dad.
That's nice. Does he come home from work every day, and do you look forward to seeing him and maybe playing for him?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes. Can I ask you a silly question?
Yeah.
Do you ever wish your hands were a little bigger for the keys? Because I can't believe how I was watching you play, and you really were able to get all the notes, but if I were your age, I would sometimes think, boy, I wish my hands were just a little bigger. Or do you think about that ever?
No.
I knew it was a silly question. I sometimes wish mine were smaller because they get in the way. But you seem to really like playing the piano and to have picked up things very nicely. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My grandparents.
That's nice. What do you call them? Do you have special names for them?
Kind of.
Do you want to say what they are? They'd probably love – oh, that's okay. They know who they are, though, huh? And is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you, Fife. And you did a really great job. I really loved what you played. Now, your brother's going to play next, right?
Right.
Your brother, Grant. And he also is at Montessori Children's Community School. He's in second grade and is seven. And he's going to play a piece from J.S. Bach that I think you will recognize. It's Minuet in G major. Here is Grant McCargo. That was very nice, and that's Grant McCargo, who we will talk to next. And Grant, that was really beautifully done. Do you remember when you started playing the piano?
No.
No, I mean, do you remember what it was like at the beginning?
It was hard.
That's what I was wondering, and it probably seemed like it would be forever until you could play as well as you just played. What made you stick with it?
Well, I really liked piano, so I thought I would just stick with it.
What do you like about it?
That it's fun and your hands get to move in different things.
You probably have to figure out different strategies to be able to get to keys and things. Is that some of the stuff that you learn?
Yes.
Like ways to go. What else do you learn when you learn to play the piano?
Well, like octaves.
Do you learn chords?
Yes.
And probably things like, well, I'm sure how to read music, too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to figure out. Do you and your sister ever play together for your dad or other folks in your family?
Sometimes.
Okay. And have you ever played any duets together with both of you at the piano at the same time?
Yes.
I thought you might have. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My grandpa, and Aunt Nancy,
Anybody else?
And Linda Edson.
Okay. Well, thank you, Grant. You did beautifully, and it was great to have you here. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Public Radio from Pittsburgh for kids and adults. We're broadcasting live from the Children's Museum, where we are every week. And we have pianists from the Center for Young Musicians joining us. And next up is a 9-year-old fourth grader from Shadyside Academy Junior School. And she is going to play Pachelbel's Canon. Her name is Heather Raphael. Thank you. together, Raphael. And what a beautiful job that was, Heather. So you're 9 and at Shadyside Academy Junior School. What kind of music do you like in general?
I like playing all different kinds of music, and actually I'm turning 10 in a couple of days.
Oh, so. Happy early birthday. What day is your birthday?
May 12th.
Well, you are 10 for all practical purposes. What other kinds of things do you play on the piano that are, you know, other styles of music?
I pretty much just play Suzuki.
Well, you sounded very good. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My parents, my grandparents, my aunts and my uncles, and my sister.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Well, you sounded just great. And coming up, Lizzie Hamill, in just a moment, I want to let you know that live music and our youth music here at the Saturday Light Brigade is supported by the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency, through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts. State government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. And I'm so glad we're able to showcase music with its support. Lizzie Hamill is 15, and in ninth grade, she's played piano for about 75% of her life so far. And you're going to hear a piece by Nancy Faber called Medieval Fair, and we'll talk with Lizzie from North Allegheny Intermediate School after she plays. Here's Lizzie Hamill. Music from Lizzie Hamill. And Lizzie, that was beautifully done.
Thank you.
Tell me about life at North Allegheny Intermediate High School. It's your first, you're finishing up your first year there, is that right?
Yeah, first year.
How'd it go?
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
It's a big change, isn't it?
Definitely.
What do you think the biggest change this year was?
More people. Lots of people.
I can imagine. Did you? And your class expanded, right? You had your old classmates and then a bunch of new ones, too.
Yeah, we had 200 and now we have 6.
Wow. Did you meet a lot of new people and you
yes.
probably made some new friends?
A lot of new friends. A lot of meeting new different kinds of people.
That's cool. What do you like to do besides playing piano?
I like to play tennis and golf.
Excellent. You a good tennis player?
Yeah, I guess.
Very good. I don't want to sound like when I was your age, but I played tennis in high school, too, and really liked doing it. I never played golf, though. Did somebody in your family play golf? Or?
Everyone. Me, yeah. My brother, my mom, and my dad.
Well, that explains that a little bit. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
To my friends and family.
Great. And anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
Great. Well, it's good to have you here. And that was Lizzie Hamill. And next, her brother is going to play. He is at Marshall Middle School and is probably destined for North Allegheny Intermediate School if he follows the same sequence as sister Lizzie. He's going to play a song that I think you'll recognize, so I'm not going to tell you the name of it. He's also been playing piano just about his whole life. I think Lizzie and Cameron probably both started at about the same age, and they're with the Center for Young Musicians, and I now present to you Cameron Hamill. Cameron Hamill and Lean on Me from Bill Withers. Cameron, you sounded great.
Thank you.
What do you think about when you're playing?
Well, probably just don't. I usually don't think. I just play.
Yeah, I always wonder about that because there's. I would imagine you kind of get in the zone and you know it just happens as you're playing. Anybody you want to say hello to?
Pretty much my friends and my family and all of them.
Well, great. Well, you sounded great. Thank you very much for playing. And let's have a round of applause for all of our pianists today from the Center for Young Musicians. And we're going to talk with Sonia briefly about the center. Just have a seat right there, Sonia. And we just have a minute or so, but I do want to congratulate you on all the great work. You teach some of these kids, right?
I teach all of these kids.
Oh, how nice. Well,
and this is just six of my 35 students. We have lots of piano students and violin and cello and guitar students at our school, and it's a lot of fun.
And this is Sonia, it's Tripathi,
yes,
right?
You got it.
And the Center for Young Musicians is located in Wexford and Sewickley, and you can go to youngmusicians.org for more information or phone 724-935-0505. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, just congratulations to all the kids and, you know, anybody out there listening. If you liked what you heard, which I'm sure you did, please give us a call. And we have camps coming up in the summer that we'd love to have more people be a part of.
Well, everybody sounded great. Thank you for coordination of everything, Sonia.
Of course.
And take care.
You too.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the 53rd International Pittsburgh Folk Festival, May 14th through 16th at the Monroeville Convention Center, located 12 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. This multicultural celebration features more than 30 nationalities and cultures, with traditional food and entertainment, cultural exhibits, and an international marketplace. Additional information is available at pghfolkfest.org.
What a great job they did. And coming up, we have a bassoon player from... I'm watching all these kids greeting their parents and families, and it's really wonderful to see. Fife, I see you out there, Fife. Bye-bye. I think Fife has a little sister, maybe, too. And stay tuned. We have a bassoonist coming up from the Center for Young Musicians. His name is Joseph Merchant, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. High today, 62 degrees, then it's going to dip right back down to where we are now, which is in the low 50s. And continue to get colder until tonight, when the low will be 37, possibly down to freezing, depending on where you are. So take care if you've planted some things outside already. Mother's Day, sunny with a high of 55 degrees. There is a 30% chance of rain today and tonight. And I think what is most significant is the wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour all weekend long, with gusts today and tonight up to 40 miles per hour. Currently 50 in Clarion, 52 in Indiana, Grove City, and Washington, 51 in New Concord, and 53 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square.
Life's too short for me to worry over you. You are gone, you are missing, other lips you are kissing. Life's too short for me to worry over you. And I'm leaving.
Hot Rise live at Telluride, I believe. Yeah, no, it's live at the Boulder Theater.
Thank you, everybody.
I don't know about you. I've noticed this morning that I'm tentative on a lot of things.
It's been a pretty exciting week.
I keep saying that's live at Telluride, I think, and I'm usually getting it right, but it occurred to me, you know, it might make more sense if I check those things before I tell you, which I could pretty easily do, right? Oh, come on. We've been together long enough. Thank you. It's 22 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, coming up, we're just making a quick set change here. Joseph Merchant is a bassoonist. He's a junior at Upper St. Clair and is studying with Pittsburgh Symphony bassoonist David Sog. He's a member of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. Also plays in the woodwind trio that performs at local venues such as Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Three Rivers Arts Festival. And you'll have a chance to meet him and learn more about him and his efforts with the Pittsburgh Concert Society and its Young Artist Winners competition. In just a few minutes, we're going to take a second or two just to get him set up perfectly for you. And we'll present him shortly.
The Saturday Light Brigade Studios in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh will again be open for children to make audio CD cards for Mother's Day. We'll conduct one-of-a-kind interviews about the person the card is for and record it on an audio CD that can be decorated, affixed to a special card, and brought home that day as a Mother's Day gift that will be cherished for a lifetime. Kids and adults can record alone or together and also can choose to instead record a special song or poem. Studio hours are 1 to 4 p.m. now through May 9th. No appointment is necessary. Purchase of a CD creation card kit from the museum store is required, with proceeds benefiting SLB programs for youth and families. This project is made possible with support from MSA, First Commonwealth, Bender Consulting Services, Highmark, Henderson Brothers, and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I do hope to see you for card making today and tomorrow, by the way. We're open from 1 until 4 to make audio CD cards with you. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And today is the last week of our third year of presenting the winners from the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Showcase. And as in past years, this year we've had marimba players and piano players. We had a harpist this year and quite unusually a singer. It's not often that we have a vocalist as a winner from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. I really want to thank everybody from the Pittsburgh Concert Society for not only supporting the work of the musicians, but for helping to make things work so well for us, the Westerbergs, Antoinette Tuma, and everybody organizing things. Today, I don't think, with the exception of having had the Pittsburgh Symphony bassoonist on the air with us in the past, I think it was David. I have to think about that. But we haven't otherwise had a bassoonist on the air with us playing by himself, other than the symphony bassoonist, whose name I'm going to try to think of. With us today is Joseph Merchant. He's from Upper St. Clair. He'll perform live, and then we'll talk a little bit thereafter. Here's Joseph Merchant. Joseph Merchant here, and I'm curious if you can tell me, you know, a little bit about how you came to select the bassoon as your instrument, because it's an unusual instrument. It's not one commonly picked.
Well, usually the bassoon, most people don't start on the bassoon till later, and they've played another instrument. I played piano. I started in kindergarten. And then I played clarinet for 2 weeks. And there were 12 clarinet players in my private lesson. So I decided that, thanks to my music teacher, and it was double reed day, we were learning all about the double reeds, I saw this thing that looked really small in the bottom corner of the poster she was showing us. And I thought that would be really neat to play that little instrument. And then my band director gave it to me, and it was huge. And I just decided that I liked it, because I didn't want to go back to being 1 out of 12, and I mean, I love it. So,
well, you sounded great. What were the pieces, the movements that you just played? What were those from?
I played 3 movements from Galliard's First Sonata.
And can you tell me a little bit about your experiences with the Pittsburgh Concert Society and how this has all worked. I know there's an audition, I guess, in a competition. And what's so beautiful is you don't have to be kept waiting for too long. You find out later that day. But preparing for it must be maybe not stressful, but require an awful lot of work.
Well, first I pick, they give you a time limit, and you pick your pieces that you want to play that fit that, you know, that period. And I rehearsed with my pianist, Suzanne Pollock, she's great. I really enjoyed working with her. And I pick these two pieces that I loved. You audition, and then you get a call that night.
Well, that's terrific. How did you feel on getting that call? Did you think you had nailed it?
I thought I did well, and I didn't know who else was I knew who else was auditioning, but I didn't know how their audition went. And so it's always good to hear that you won something.
Yeah. You know, I haven't asked any other young artist winner this question. Don't be afraid. It's an easy question. But when you audition, do the judges see you? And do they know your name?
It depends. The Pittsburgh Concert Society auditions, they were not blind auditions. The man, he saw you. You knew who he was. I believe he knew who I was. There are other he did not know. He didn't know who I was, but he did see me. There are other auditions, blind auditions, where you're not seen. They might have your backs turned to you or something like that. And it's... Yeah,
because I've read, I know at least in, I've read that in symphonies, sometimes when studies have been done, women when auditioning for symphony placements, sometimes a higher proportion of women have been selected by conductors when conductors didn't know they were women and they were behind screens as opposed to when they were seen. Everybody has biases of some sort, whether they know about it or they don't know about it. And I don't mean to have you draw an inference that all conductors are going to be partial to men over women, but these tests made a pretty convincing case that in one way or another, the screen or having your back turned did make a difference in one direction or another. And it never occurred to me whether in these competitions, I think the judges would probably want to see your technique, I would imagine, or how poised you are, I'm guessing, is part of it. Was that a criteria, do you think, or criterion?
I'm not really sure. I mean, you wouldn't want to stand up and look like a fool. Then again, I mean, if a judge saw it was a woman and she played better than a guy, he's not going to say, oh, no, that's a woman. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's really relevant to symphonies anymore.
Yeah, I hope not. And I don't know if you've had any experience. I just know I've read that, and I hope it's not relevant anymore. It shouldn't be.
Well, I don't think I'll ever know. Yeah. So I'm not a woman.
That's a good point. What else do you like to do?
Well, I hope I go into music because bassoon is one of the few things I actually like to do and am possibly good at, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I do just enjoy doing nothing sometimes, just walking around.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Do you practice for a couple hours a day or how often?
Yeah, I mean, with school, though, it gets really busy, and so I try to put in the maximum amount of time that I can. And with my schedule, sometimes if I have a performance, I would have liked to practice that night or something, but it's really difficult to. But I try to get in at least 2 hours.
Oh, that's great. Now you're about to enter your senior year. Have you thought about conservatories or universities?
I have. For me, it's not necessarily, oh, well, I want to go to a conservatory versus a university, although I'd like the smaller conservatory setting better. It's more about the teacher and where the teacher is.
Great. Now, I know you've worked with David Sog, and I'm pretty sure he was here, but the bassoonist I know from the symphony has done a lot of work with electronic instruments and experimentation.
Jim Rogers.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was really bothering me because I kept thinking, David, no, that isn't right. It is Jim Rogers.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. And I'm sure David's been a great teacher for you as well.
He has.
Are there others he'd like to acknowledge?
Well, I wouldn't be here unless the Pittsburgh Concert Society went on, and so I was really fortunate to have that opportunity. But I wouldn't have won the Pittsburgh Concert Society competition if I didn't have a lot of moral support from my family, my parents, my grandparents, my brother Chris, if he's listening. And I guess I can get my Mother's Day gift out of the way and say Happy Mother's Day, Mom and Grandma. So there you go.
Well, thanks, Joseph. Is there anything else you want to say that we may have forgotten to talk about?
Well, I want to tell everybody to come to the Bassoonapalooza concert.
Nice!
There is a Bassoonapalooza club, which just is a bunch of really cool people playing bassoons.
It's other cool people.
Other cool people.
In addition to you.
That's
okay. There's I just wanted
quite,
to be sure we...
Believe it or not, quite a few.
Yeah.
It's May 16th at 3 o'clock at Coriopolis United Methodist Church.
Coriopolis United Methodist. I love it. Bassoonapalooza.
Bassoonapalooza.
How many bassoons do you think will
a
be
lot.
There? That's nice. What do they call a collective? Is it like an army of bassoons or a gaggle? Or
I'd go with bassoons. I don't know if there's really another term.
Interesting.
A lot of bassoons.
A lot of bassoons. Well, we're going to listen to a piece featuring you and a pianist. And can you tell us who the pianist is and what you'll be doing?
It's Suzanne Pollack.
You mentioned her before.
Yes. And we're playing Caiclin's Bassoon Sonata, the first movement, I believe.
Great. Thank you very much for being here. And thanks again to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for organizing another great series of young artists. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society at 412-279-2970 or pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Again, there you have our artist today that we featured, Joseph Merchant, along with Suzanne Pollack. And our thanks again to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Would you like to play on the air sometime? We feature youth music every Saturday between 10 and 11 o'clock. Also theater and readings and essays and poems. Just get a hold of us. Write to Jeff Barron, our Director of Education and Outreach, at jeff@slbradio.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible, in part, with support from Board Effect, provider of e-governance solutions for nonprofit boards of directors. With Board Effect, board members have a secure web-based portal for meeting materials, committee work, electronic voting, board policies, and more. Board Effect is used by nonprofits throughout the country to streamline governance, increase transparency, and reduce risk, freeing boards to focus on their missions. More information is available at boardeffect.com or 866-672-2666.
Well, coming up, we're going to hear another version of that Bill Withers song you heard played on the piano last half hour. On hearing it, it made me think of a version by Nothing Fancy. We'll play that for you coming up. We also will update the weather and get ready to hear the group Rise and Regina. Good morning to Larry and Vanessa. Nice to have you tuned in. I also understand it's the 40th birthday of Barb. Norm wanted us to be sure that we mentioned that your 40th birthday, 30/10th perhaps, is coming up on Wednesday. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger.
This is the troop of 508 of St. Therese School, and this is the show that gets our weekend off to a good start.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington.